When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Welcome to a Weird News Roundup, presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. We explore strange tales reported on by Odyssey's radio newsrooms from coast to coast. I'm your Roundup host, Lauren Berry. This week, we'll hear about something called the Premonitions Bureau, and about an ancient fossil that reveals more about man's best friend. First, let's check in with the Dana and Parks podcast out of Odyssey Station KMBZ in Kansas City. They're discussing the Premonitions Bureau, a real-life effort to study whether some humans have the ability to predict future events.
Yeah.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
And the Premonition Bureau was not exactly a success. If you're just getting into the program today, Dana was talking. Explain what this is, a run, do not walk that you had. I think
it was a podcast that introduced me to this
bureau called the Premonitions Bureau back in the 60s. And for any of you who watched The Crown, a huge hit Netflix series, there is an episode called Aberfan. And the entire episode surrounds the coal mining disaster where they had all of this coal sludge on the side of a mountain. And it was a byproduct of the coal mining. And so they would pile it up and pile it up and pile it up. And after a whole bunch of rain, one day the coal sludge pile slid.
Killed 144
people. 144
people
died, mostly children, because it slid right into the town and the country day school there, right?
Yeah.
And so the Premonition Bureau was born out of that disaster because three people before it happened foreshadowed its happening. And one of them, her name was Errol Mae Jones. She was a 10-year-old local girl who died in that disaster. And she told her mother the day before, "I had a dream last night that I went to school. My school was not there. Something black had come down all over it." There was an 8-year-old boy named Paul Davies who, on the eve of the disaster, drew pictures of figures digging into a hillside under the words "the end." He also died in the school. And then a woman named Kathleen Middleton, she was a music teacher living near Young London, who awoke at the exact time of the catastrophe, choking, gasping, and sensing the walls caving in. And on those three premonitions, married with a fourth one, actually, that was a guy working at a telephone operator agency, those four became the nexus for this Premonitions Bureau because scientists wanted to know, are there people among us who can predetermine or feel
something bad,
the foreboding that something very bad is about to happen? And not in a general way. I mean, the little girl saying that I had this nightmare and I can't get out of my school and something dark has fallen upon it. That's pretty specific 24 hours before this happened. So they wanted to study it. And for 2 years, they did.
18 months, to be exact.
Yeah.
Founded in 1966 after Aberfan. They collected more than 1,000 visions over 18 months. 90% of logged premonitions failed to match any real-life event, although there were a few premonitions that seemed to depict the assassination of Bobby Kennedy.
So, with millions and millions and millions of people around the world who have a bad feeling every single day about something, is it anything more than just coincidence? And that's what they wanted to know. Honestly, their goal was, if there are people that are, I don't know if you want to call it clairvoyant or something enough, is it possible to predict a disaster? And of course, the answer that came from all of this research is no.
Well, and then probably the most famous of these would be Nostradamus. But the way that he wrote, and I've watched a handful of documentaries about him, the way that he wrote, you could almost twist it to mean something else. Does that make any sense?
You could, sure.
And like the people who study Nostradamus say that he was really close to naming Hitler. I believe he called him Hister.
It was H-I-S-L-E-R, yeah.
H-I-S-L-E-R?
Sounds similar to when you're whistling and humming.
Hisler.
Yeah.
That's called whumming, Sam. So they've looked into this. Part of it is confirmation bias, where people can easily remember the one vague dream or bad feeling that matched a real tragedy later, while forgetting the thousands and thousands of bad guesses that meant nothing.
Right.
Probability. Billions of people dream or worry every day, so random matches between a negative thought and a real-world disaster are bound to happen by pure chance.
Yep.
And then there's subconscious processing, where your brain notes small details and risks around you without you actively noticing, creating a gut feeling or bad warning.
While research doesn't seem to back up claims of human premonition, it does show that the animal now known as man's best friend has been roaming the earth for at least 30 million years. University of Michigan paleontologist Ann Court recently joined Christina McDaniel out of Odyssey Station WWJ News Radio in Detroit to discuss her publication about a prehistoric dog nicknamed Corey.
You played a role in helping confirm the identity of a 30 million year old pre-Ice Age dog. That's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. So tell me, how did you even become aware of this fossil? How did it come across your desk or your workshop, so to speak?
So back in 2018 and 2019, I worked as an intern out at John Day Fossil Beds National Monument in Oregon, where the fossil was found. Really enjoyed working out there and formed some good relationships with the park paleontologists, and I'd continue to kind of work on and off with them. And then in 2024, they started putting together this special issue for the Journal of Paleontology for the 50th anniversary of the park. And they wanted me to be part of that because of the work I had done there, but I didn't immediately have any ongoing research to go into it. So the park paleontologist, Nick Famoso, who is my supervisor for the internships, said to me, you know, we have this dog fossil that's been undescribed. And basically what that means is they have it in their collection, but it hasn't been published anywhere. So pretty much no one outside the park knows it exists. The publishing a description is the way to tell other scientists, hey, this fossil exists and here's what we know about it. So he said, you know, I work on carnivores and how they move, and he offered it to me as a project and said, I think you could write up a good description of it and put it in this special issue. So my job then was to take what they knew was a dog fossil. They were pretty sure it was a species called Mesocyon corypheus. But beyond that, they didn't really know a lot of the details of it. So my job was to go through bone by bone, look at kind of the size of the muscle attachments, describe each and every little bit of the anatomy and put that together to get this better understanding of what this animal actually looked like.
In layman's terms, as I know nothing about paleontology but find it fascinating, describe to me, like, kind of walk me through what that process is like, and how you start putting together, you know, an animal or a picture of an animal that lived so many years ago.
Yeah, so the first step is just to identify all the bones. And for this fossil in particular, that was easy because all of the bones were in beautiful condition, like, very rare to get, you know, perfectly fully intact bones. Normally you're getting pieces and fragments and stuff. And then the second part is to look at the shape of certain muscle attachments. So on our upper arm bone, we have attachments for a lot of big shoulder muscles, and the size of those and even kind of the shape of the joints will change how well an animal can, you know, do kind of like a hug-like motion versus kind of running back and forth like modern dogs do. And a lot of this is comparing to modern animals where we know how they move. So being at University of Michigan was really fortunate for that because I was able to go into their zoology collections and look at a couple different modern dog skeletons to compare and some other modern animals too and see, does this look more like I compared it to like a coyote is one of the dogs they had. They also had a really cool animal called a bush dog, which is like this little South American dog that's a little bit shorter.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, WWJ News Radio in Detroit, Scoot out of WWL in New Orleans, and A New Morning out of WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo. You can find all of these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.